possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. Final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Smoke and Joe Patrick going to join us in 20 minutes. Moving back to his Thursday time slot as football season is here. We always like to keep Fridays and Mondays open, you know?
Yes.
Stretch our legs a little bit.
Yes.
Just go with the flow. See where it takes us.
Yes.
So Joe will join us in 20 minutes. We'll talk some Falcons with him ahead of their second preseason game tomorrow night. We'll get to an AMA at 1:40. Any question, any topic, get the phone lines open for you. Great calls this week, by the way. We'll keep that rolling today. And we'll get to the big story of the day in just a minute as well.
Yeah, we're Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We like to talk to folks.
Yeah,
we like to talk. To have guests on and everything. You know, they ain't nothing. We like what we like.
We like the guests that we like.
Yes, we like what we like. We try to keep.
Like we specifically asked for Bill Bender because we really like talking to Bill Bender.
Yes.
We like Joe. We love Grant.
Yes.
Roddy Nabalsi will join us again during Georgia football season. Yes. Brandon Adams joins us. But yeah, we're kind of particular about.
We're getting better though. I think. Is it kind of taking on
the
personality of Randy, just who we are, not really like spreading our tentacles too far?
I think we've spread our tentacles all out.
Yeah, but
it's just where they spread to.
There's just more tentacles out there.
Yeah, there's a lot of tentacles. Yeah. I mean, that's one thing about this show is
we got a lot of
plenty of tentacles.
Plenty.
The other thing is where we put the tentacles at, it's worked.
Yes.
So, like, I think maybe at one point they were like, I don't know, like, other shows have done it like this. I think you guys should think about that. And then we're like, I don't know, we want to do it like this. And then after a while, like, can't argue with the numbers.
No,
you know,
I don't want to do that, man.
So then Mondays and Fridays during football season, we just clear the deck.
Yes.
And we talk about all the games that happened the weekend before. And then on Fridays, we talk about all the games that are going to happen that weekend. And even still, with 3 hours of doing that, we don't talk about all the games.
Yeah.
There's stuff every single Friday during football season. I drive home and I'm like, oh man, I forgot. I wanted to say that one thing about this game.
Yeah.
And then on Monday, it's like, oh, I know we talked about the Georgia Tennessee game, but there was one thing I wanted to mention and I forgot to mention it. That's what football season is.
I had a question. Are we doing picks this year? Are we starting week zero or are we going to start? Oh, God. You know what?
I literally just edited the picks document today.
Are you eating right now while you're talking?
Sure is.
You were so excited.
That was amazing.
That you couldn't even swallow the beef jerky.
Well, what do you got? What's lunch?
It's so funny because I literally, 10 minutes ago, took last year's picks document, copied it, and updated it for this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have us starting in week one of college.
Yeah, I think that would make sense. Okay. We'll start in week one of college, and then we go all the way through the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Right?
Gotcha.
So that's a long time.
Yeah, I was just curious because I was like, because I got to get some get back. I had a bad, like, October and November.
You want me to pull it up?
Pretty much sucked in September. No, you don't need to pull nothing up, babe. All right. Yeah, just go about your business, dog. Go about your business.
Keep eating that wrap.
Go back to
it's done. Now I'm looking at October.
Go back to eating that meat stick.
You were good in October.
Man. Yeah.
November.
Yeah, November. One of them months. One of the months.
November was
one
rough.
Of those fall
November
months.
Was
yeah,
rough.
One of them damn fall months. Yeah, I went into it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went into it.
Now, you weren't, you weren't trying.
I was ready to retire. I was just ready to retire.
Yeah, no, I like that. I like we'll get back into it. Picks against the spread on Friday is one of the many things. I mean, I'm trying to think of other stuff that comes back. Like, riding a ball season and Arch. Arch will come back on Wednesdays. We'll talk to Arch on Wednesdays during Falcon season. Oh, I found out that the Wade Ford Tailgate Show home game broadcast, we will be at Centennial Yards.
Okay.
So we'll be right there, just right there at the stadium. If you're going to the game, you can come by and see us and say what's up. Then obviously road games will be here in studio. But, yeah, that's where the home broadcast will be for the Wade Ford Tailgate Show.
Nice.
All right, let's get to the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
I don't think it affected my preparation at all. I mean, last year I was a rookie, and I played one preseason game for I don't even know a couple drives.
Yes, we know, Michael.
And when I felt good, like I'm always gonna be ready. That's my job, is to be ready whenever week one come. And and in college you didn't have no preseason. It's like you got your spring game and you going into week one. So it's the same thing. I'm gonna be ready week one. Whenever it count, I'm gonna be there. I'm gonna show up.
Yeah, but the thing about it, you ain't playing Eastern Washington week one. Okay. you're playing
Portland State's you know not coming saying? To town week
yeah.
one.
You're not playing. You're playing an NFL team that has won your division the last, how many, was it four in a row?
Four in a row.
The Tampa's won?
Yeah. Yeah. Your division rival who won the division last year, even though you beat them twice.
Yeah.
Because you gave it away down the stretch, who's won the division 4 years in a row and has gone where you've wanted to go each of the last 4 years.
Yeah.
When arguably, I mean, whatever, we don't have to relitigate it, but yeah, like that's who you're playing week one.
Yeah.
So I hope you are. I think that he will be. I don't know that if Michael Penix played two drives this Friday night against the Tennessee Titans, he would be any more ready for the Bucs on week one.
I am. You know I'm 100% with you on that one. 100% on that. Like I don't buy some things about the playing in the preseason, not playing in it. I especially don't buy it when you're talking about them in week four about, well, because they didn't play in the preseason, that's why they are. No, they're just bad.
Yeah, they're just bad.
It just happened. Yeah, it's just bad.
Just quit making excuses for
them. It's just bad. Like Kirk Cousins wasn't going to be any better against Pittsburgh than he was.
No, he wasn't.
That's just what it was. You know, he was maybe now. We would have saw it.
That's the thing.
And we were like,
it might have been worse because Pittsburgh would have known exactly what he was going to look
exactly.
like.
Exactly. So we would have known, like, oh, he looks rusty.
Yeah.
But we saw the first series, I was like, whoa. Something wrong.
I don't remember it was the first series. It was early in the game, first quarter. Because the first couple sacks, he had no chance.
Yes.
Like,
TJ Watt. Was
he would have got, Lamar Jackson would have got sacked on those ones the way that the right tackle was getting abused by TJ Watt. The third one, he tried to move up in the pocket and evade a little bit, and that was rough. It was like, all right, maybe just go down, man.
Like, don't make it worse.
Yeah, you're just kind of hobbling around back there. Yeah. And then you see the quarterback show, and he's talking about not being super up to speed with the offense and feeling comfortable with it, and snaps the ball off the motion man, and they fumble it. It was a disaster. Week one last year against the Steelers was an unmitigated disaster, offensively.
But it's crazy because, like, I forgot who was saying something about it. And I was kind of the same way. I hated starting the season with division opponents.
Mm.
You know, but, I mean, they are. You're starting off with the team that you're trying to dethrone as far as, you know, the team that's won this division the last 4 years. And so you got to get out the gates going. You know, now we talked about it, they have a key injury. We're talking about this pass rush and affecting Baker. They're without their all-pro left tackle right now.
Because
he at the whatever at the beginning of the camp, they said he was going to miss some time, the beginning of the season.
Yeah, he'll probably be back by the end of September, but he's not going to be out there.
So that gives you an advantage with these young pass rushers. Baker's so good to me. And Baker's was not good to me.
I know what you meant.
Yeah, you know what I
mean. In your opinion.
Yeah, you know how people be taking everything I say. Y'all know what I did. I know it sounds weird, but y'all know what I meant.
We knew what you meant.
But, yeah, and so you're in that situation. They got don't know if Chris Godwin's going to be ready, but they went and drafted out of Ohio State.
Dude, Emeka Ebuka.
And Emeka is, what'd you read?
Rave reviews.
Balling.
Yeah, which no surprise. He's a really good player.
Balling, yeah. But, yeah, I mean, you got to get out to a fast start. We talked about it already. You know, you just had it's so early to say your tune-up because you went against another team.
But kind of what it
but
was.
But kind of was that, yeah. To see yourself against another scheme, other players, and everything. Like,
right.
After this week, you got – after this game right here, you still got two more weeks.
What do you think – okay, so, like, it is hard to call it a tune-up because you do have 3 weeks before you play a game. Yeah. But it, you know, in terms of going ones on ones and all that, that is the main work you're going to get just happened.
Yes.
Between now and then, like if something was going to be the tune up, what do you think it would be?
I think it would have to be more ones versus ones.
They'll do some practice. Like very serious scrimmage, maybe early that week or something.
I think that like that opening week, because one thing you don't want, one thing like after the third preseason game, you still have two more weeks, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And so.
Because it's on a Friday. Yes. You have 2.5 weeks kind of because it's Friday to a Sunday.
You kind of want to try to keep it into like a camp vibe. And then before you get – but you'll sprinkle in some Tampa. And I'm pretty sure they've already sprinkled some Tampa in. But then you want to get to a point where you're not bored. That's why they talk about the Super Bowl and everything. You don't want to go put the game plan for the Super Bowl in a week early.
Right.
You know, you want to sprinkle some stuff in, but you want to keep it, you know, like practice, keep it like a regular off – I mean, what's the word I'm looking for? Off bye week.
Yeah, like a regular ramp up to a game.
Yeah, so you want to try to do that. But I think you got to get some one-on-one actions, ones versus ones.
I think you just said this. I don't know if I heard it correctly. When do you start sprinkling Tampa stuff in? Like, when do you start going Tampa-specific stuff?
After the third piece of the game. But it's not necessarily a game plan, though. It's more you might throw something into a period.
Maybe. Okay. And then you really go game plan normal, like the Wednesday of the week?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Because the cut down is Friday or Saturday, whenever.
After the preseason.
And it's usually because there's so much time between that in that cut day longer. It's a little bit longer than that final one.
I can tell you exactly when cut day is.
Yeah, I would think it would be get it right.
August 27th at 4 p.m.
Yes.
Because you know what else is happening August 27th at 4 p.m.?
No, Andy, I would like to know. Tell me.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is giving away an amazing lawnmower. One lucky listener is going to win a Rolux Reel mower. It's your chance to win the ultimate tool to cut down your yard in style on Cut Down Day. For contest rules or to enter, visit 92.9thegame.com.
Get you some of that.
There you go.
Sound check.
That's what you call organic marketing.
Yeah, man.
Or something.
Sound check.
I don't think that's what you call it. Yeah. It's all right. Yeah. So we call it.
That's what I call it. What kind of check is it?
Air check.
Air, yeah. Yeah. Air is sound.
Check that air.
Air is sound. Sound is air.
That's right. God, I was going to say something about the Falcons. Oh, here's what I was going to say. You got to be ready to rock week one, obviously.
Yes.
It's the Bucs. It's the first game. We understand it's a division. That first slate, that first month is tough, man. Like, you got the Bucs. Obviously, they're a good team. Then you go to Minnesota to take on the Vikings, who are good.
Yes.
Now they're starting a new quarterback, so we'll see. But still, they got a lot of talent.
That defense still there.
Now then you got the Panthers week three, which should be good, but I don't know.
But I don't know. You got to get it going because you need this.
I don't mean the Panthers should be good. I mean, that should be good for the Falcons, but
they're going to be better. I think they're going to be better. But, yeah, you can't get to Minnesota. I mean, obviously you're going to get to the game, but you got to win this first game.
Right.
I know we got a lot of time for it, and we're going to talk more and more about it as we get up to it. But they got to get this first one. And I'm not saying because they're going to Minnesota next, because I don't believe in that crap.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, you got to find a way to get it. Because
you played three playoff teams in September.
Because it's the damn first one, and it's a division one. You know, you'll be one up on them in the division.
And two of your first three games are division games, too.
Yes.
The Bucs, obviously, then you got the Panthers in week three. So, yeah, man. The last thing I want to do is have another conversation about like slow starts.
No.
You know?
No.
It's like, well, this percentage of teams.
Get out them gates.
Because if you start 3-0, there's also percentages of teams that make the playoffs when they do that.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho?
Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know?
Yes.
Those are better percentages.
They're better.
Yeah.
But I mean, you said it a long time ago. Division games are 1.5.
Yeah. Yeah. So basically, you have 3 games in your first 4.
Yeah, man.
What?
You got to find out.
3 games in the first 2. Sound is noise, air. Joe Patrick's going to join us next. We're going to talk about the Falcons with him. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.